This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And KKPR.com, high school football is on the air.
Third down and two now, and Bergstrom under his big center. He's going to turn, give it to Kroll again. He's stacked up and rolls out. Now look out, and it's a foot race to the end zone. All the way to the end zone for Cody Kroll, a 72-yard run.
Tonight, it's a C1 district battle from Minden as the defending district champion Whippets welcome in the Wood River Eagles. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
Fourth down and two at the 12. They've been stuffed twice inside the red zone. Toss McTavish right side. First down. Spins down to the 6-yard line. First and goal.
Both teams had a rough start to the season, starting 0-3. But a pair of victories the past 2 weeks has set tonight's game up as one for the district title. It's the Eagles and the Whippets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all of tonight's action, we take you live to Minden with Doug Duda and Tony Davis.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for week six of high school football action. And tonight we are in Minden as the Whippets welcome in the Eagles of Wood River High School. I'm Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our engineer and producer tonight, Stacy Johns, as we get ready to bring you this annual battle between these two football teams that has been dominated by Minden since they've been playing each other. Wood River took them down to the wire in the last 5 minutes last year. The game was tied over at their place, but two late touchdowns allowed the Minden Whippets to get the job done on the road. And a lot to talk about in this football game tonight. We'll be hearing from head coaches Sam Dunn and Derek Garfield here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and then kick things off at around 7 o'clock this evening. A reminder that on our sister station, ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic Stars are west in North Platte to take on the St. Pat's Irish, trying to snap a two-game losing streak. And that game currently airing on ESPN 1460. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, St. Paul is at Donovan Trumbull tonight. And Hastings High is at Adams Central. That's on 1230 AM KHAS. You can hear any of those games on the website at kkpr.com. So put the radio on one, put the computer on another. You've got a couple of ball games, and we'll keep you updated on scores from throughout the area tonight as well. I want to throw that out right now because we assume most of the folks that are going out to a football game are probably driving to it right now. Whatever game you're at, call the Valentino's hotline, and we can pass along your score to everybody listening tonight. The number is 308-646-0506. You don't even have to call. You can text that. I don't understand how it works, but it's a beautiful thing. You can call, leave a voice message, or you can text 646-0506. Simply put the score of the football game, what quarter you're in. It'll come to us, and we'll pass it along as we've been doing all season long to the folks out in the listening area. Tonight, you've got a pair of teams that started 0-3. But now that they're in district play, they've won both of their games, and with the way the schedule sets up, the weaker teams are still to come for both Wood River and Minden. And so, Tony, tonight essentially looks like a chance to qualify for state. You can never say never, but the winner tonight most likely is going to end the season 5-3 and go unbeaten in the district. And you win your district, you automatically qualify for state. It's the same MO that Minden had last year. Gothenburg, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Holdridge, their Class B rival, they played them tough this year, but just couldn't beat any of them, and they turned it around last year, went 5-3, and hosted a playoff game against a strong Crofton team. And for Wood River, they finished strong, made the playoffs, gave Grand Island Central Catholic all they wanted. But tonight, hard to believe that really the winner is going to lock up the playoff berth.
Yeah, it is hard to believe, but that is the case. Doug, both these teams, it's very well known. Both want to run the football. They do not throw it very much, although 50 yards through the air for Wood River, 40 yards is all per game for Minden. They want to run it between the tackles, and Minden wants to run it behind Big Pete Trouch, see if he can move people up there, take some time off the clock. You don't want to sit around and turn the dial away because this is a fast-moving game. The clock will not stop much tonight. Now, Wood River, much the same way. Maryland I going to come straight at you, see if they can't break that line of scrimmage. You get everybody pinched up there and then bust a big one.
Yeah, Tony, usually the sides of the field near the sideline don't get a whole lot of attention in the ball game unless somebody can get it outside. That's more of what Minden likes to do as opposed to Wood River. But they've talked like they are not afraid to throw the football, but all they're doing is trying to set up a big play. This, again, is what they throw the football. It's to make a big play. It's to be not an 8-yard completion. It's to be a 20 or 30 yarder or maybe the home run to a tight end.
Well, and if it's going to happen through the air for a minute, and look for on the receiving end of that to be number 88, Colby Hemmel. He's 6'4", 240-pound senior. Does have 5 receptions on the year, but that is the receiver they will try and sneak behind everybody and pop that big play.
And for Wood River, Jensen McTavish has really come along. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He leads them in rushing as well. So a couple of teams tonight that are hoping to get that win and not have to worry about going 4-4, go 5-3, maybe get a home game in the first round of the C1 playoffs. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from the coaches, starting with Derek Garfield of Wood River right after this.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 as we get ready for Friday Night Football, a district matchup between Minden and Wood River, and we're pleased to be joined by the head football coach at Wood River, Derek Garfield, and both teams, coach, I guess, kind of in a similar situation here. A lot of people think that this game tonight might be for the district title, even though that the records aren't what you thought it would be. Let me start there. I think you thought, and maybe some folks that were following whatever thought, you'd get off to a little bit better start than you did. What changed? What happened in those first 3 non-district games?
Well, I tell you, if I could put my finger on it, I'd sure let you know. There's no doubt about it. We stumbled out of the gates. Didn't get off to the start that we were anticipating. Just one of those things where I didn't click early for them. And, you know, we've tried to correct that and right the ship a little bit. And so far we've got things kind of turned back in the right direction.
Well, you had your best game of the week last week against Ord and did some very good things. What has been getting better as the year has progressed?
Our running game has really come a long way. I think our offensive line has really started to gel. We were able to pound the ball pretty well last Friday night. When you can do that, of course, that opens up your passing and play action, passing game. And, you know, and so that's positive for us. And I think that's just something that the line has taken upon themselves and has really kind of taken a good step forward in becoming one unified unit.
When we talk about your running game, Jensen McTavish is, again, leading you in the rushing department. And we'll talk about Johnny Martin, too. He's a kid that does it offensively and defensively, not really afraid of the contact. Talk about those two young men.
Well, we got 2 good ones in that backfield, that's for sure. We're very fortunate to have Johnny. You know, he's a third-year starter for me. Just a physical kid, gets the tough yards inside. But a lot of stuff that people don't notice about him is how well he blocks. You know, you go back to the film from last week, you know, and Jensen had an unbelievable football game, of course, rushing for 270. But, you know, Johnny was out there blocking for him all night long. And so that really has helped the transition for Jensen into the starting role. He has really come on strong the last 2 weeks, Jensen has. And, you know, he was banged up last year. He actually didn't play in about 7 of our last football games last year because he tore ligaments in his ankle. And he is just now kind of getting his feet back underneath him and really starting to play good football as well.
Derek Garfield, the head football coach at Wood River, is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, did you try or are you doing anything different offensively than you've done the last couple of seasons?
Nope, we stick with our Maryland Eye offense. You know, best case scenario, we like to pound it between the tackles. And, you know, like I said, if you can do that, that opens up the play-action passing. And that's our philosophy. We like to get about 3 or 4 yards a pop and eventually pop one here and there. But, our mindset hasn't changed. You know, we've got our kids bought into that Maryland Eye offense and we can continue to run that.
How is that going to work against Minden? They have found a way the last few meetings to kind of bottle you guys up, and then it's reassessment time. You've always seemed to have a good second half of the season outside, I guess, the last couple of years of this Minden game. Is it a mental hurdle as much as anything?
Yeah, it might be. There's probably something to that, you know, and they're a very well-coached football team. And they're physical up front. That's something that we're just going to have to try to rise up to the occasion and match. You know, but I don't think you can go into a football game and change what you do completely because you're abandoning your beliefs. And we want to establish a line of scrimmage just like they do. We want to control the inside just like they do. And, you know, whoever has the best line play is going to win a football game.
Yeah, I was going to say, they like to run it too. There's nothing fancy about what either team does offensively, is there?
Absolutely not, you know, and I think me and Coach Dunn probably have similar philosophies on that, you know, and they're sending 3 or 4 guys at you at one time, and it's a tough offense to stop. And, you know, if there's a magic wand you can wave to stop that double wing, I'd sure like to find it. But we're working our best to see what we can do, and we're very excited about the challenge for tomorrow, that's for sure.
Derek Garfield joins the head coach at Wood River. Coach, you've got a lot of kids that do some good things defensively, but it looks like Jack Ganglish is your leader right now.
Absolutely. He's the kid who transferred in from GI Senior High last year. Has just been a tremendous force for us, not only on the defensive side of the ball, but he does a great job at our guard position on the offensive line. And, you know, Jack's just one of those kids who gives you everything in practice every day. He sells out on the game field. You know he's going to be there. He's going to be ready, and he's going to do his assignment. And the emotion and the intensity he brings is something that you can't put a price tag on. It's something that our team severely needs, and he steps up and rises to the occasion every week.
Do you see anything different as you scout Minden than what you've seen the last couple of years? I know you touched on how they like to run the ball, which is no secret, but are there some things that they're either stronger at or maybe you can take advantage of on the flip side of that?
Well, I don't know if there's anything necessarily we could take advantage of. You know, they graduated some good kids last year, but, you know, they have done a fantastic job of reloading. You know, up front, Pete Trausch, of course, he's just a phenomenal, you know, offensive lineman for them. You got 305 pounds of a big boy coming downhill at you. That's pretty tough to stop. You know, and I really think that Bergstrom's a good quarterback. You know, he's done a great job. He's got a great frame on him. He runs that offense very, very well. And so we're going to have to play a pretty flawless football game just to be in it with them.
Coach, overall, the status of your team, we've kind of talked with all the coaches the last week or so. The flu bug's been through this time of the year. You got some kids banged up. But so far, knock on wood, you guys have been okay.
Yeah, we've dodged that bullet. We actually, the first couple weeks of the season, had a little flu bug come through here. But otherwise, ever since then, we've been really healthy. The bye week that we got right before district play started really helped heal some of our nicks and bruises and things like that. And, you know, it's always nice to get this late in the season and not have too many injury bugs going around.
Finally, Coach, we didn't touch on your quarterback because I think probably there's just not a whole lot to touch on there unless he's going to carry the ball a lot, and that's not exactly what Mitch Bossert's been doing. What do you want him to do at the quarterback spot for you?
Well, we need him to control the football. We can't have turnovers tomorrow night. If you're going to beat a good football team, you got to keep the ball in your hands. And he's just got to, you know, kind of be the captain of the ship here and do what we can do to control the football. We need him to make the passes on time, you know, the timely passing that we do, and we need him to make good reads and stuff. And, you know, something that people probably don't know a whole lot is that he does a lot of audible under the line of scrimmage, and he has full reign to do that at any time. And, you know, he's a second-year starter here, and to be able to have a kid in there who can read defenses and make calls at the line of scrimmage is a big-time advantage. And he's got to be able to do that, you know, and he puts the time in the film room, and I think he's ready to go for tomorrow as well.
Well, Derek, I look forward to a good football game. As always, great to catch up with you and see the Wood River Eagles. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate your coverage, sir.
That is the head football coach at Wood River, Derek Garfield, on the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll be back and hear from Minden Whippet head coach Sam Dunn after this on KKPR.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR as we catch up with the head football coach of the Minden Whippets, Sam Dunn. And as we just talked with Coach Garfield at Wood River, Coach, you guys are kind of in the same boat. Once again, it looks like this is going to be for the district title. Once again, it was a rocky first 3 weeks in non-district play, although it's just a juggernaut. You guys came in expecting to be competitive and maybe pick up some wins, but when you take out a Class B school and two top 10 teams in C1, nothing is easy. Looks like you competed a little bit better this year than last year, but I'm sure you guys didn't take a whole lot of solace out of the 0-3 start.
No, you know, we look back on those three games and thought, you know, we're not at that point good enough to overcome some of the mistakes we were making. And, you know, we had kind of a wet night tonight against Holdrege and made some mistakes that we weren't able to overcome. And same against Gothenburg. However, we did rebound in the second half, and I thought played a little bit better. We were a little bit more effectively moving the ball.
Tell me about, you had a good crew of starters coming back from last year's team that made the playoff, but every coach is always concerned about the guys that had to step in. Has that taken a while to get the new guys accustomed to playing every down?
Yeah, you know, we were looking at over the other night, and in offensive line-wise, you know, we have a little bit of experience, three of the five back. But just to get the other two involved and get them all on the same page is taking a little bit more time than what we'd anticipated. And then our backfield is made up of you know, pretty young players. We rotate a junior in at fullback and a couple of sophomores in at our wing back position. And you know, sophomores play like sophomores. They make mistakes occasionally, and they're good athletes. But you know, we're finding out that's kind of a long learning curve for us there.
Minden football coach Sam Dunn joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. I guess everybody that brings up Minden football is bringing up Pete Trausch, so let's bring up Pete. We all know about him. How has his game progressed? And I guess, in my eyes, since this will be the first time we've seen you guys this year, how are other teams attacking him and working on him?
Well, it's obvious that he's a part of their game plan. You know, when we're on defense, we try to move him around a little bit so the teams can't, you know, just run one direction or the other. We like to play him in the middle quite a bit at nose guard and give him the leeway to attack from tackle to tackle gap. You know, we're seeing a lot of people defensively just coming in at his legs and not, you know, not going upstairs and trying to get in a shoving match with him. He's progressing real well, doing a nice job for us on both sides of the ball, and is a good leader for us, too.
We all know that, in talking with Coach Garfield just before this, that you're going to run the ball. You guys have been pretty successful at that. You've handled Wood River with that run game before, but you do have Ryan Bergstrom back as a second-year starter at the quarterback position. Are you, I guess, opening up the playbook at all, or are you sticking with what always has worked for you?
You know, a lot of that depends. If you know, we get out there and we can see we can move the ball on the ground, then, you know, obviously we're going to continue with what goes well for us, but we do have a pretty good passing attack. You know, we threw for over 100 yards a couple of weeks ago, and so you know, we have a lot of confidence in what we want to get done there through the air. And so, but you know, if we're going to move the thing on the ground and we can average 5-6 yards a carry, we're going to stay right at that.
We talked and you talked a little bit about the line of scrimmage. One of the spots that you were concerned about going into the season looked to be that linebacker core. How's that been coming along?
You know, once again, that's we're kind of playing linebacker by committee, Doug. You know, we got guys that we stick in there for two or three plays. We got guys that we play in there different weeks when we see more of a passing attack. And it's an area of concern. But, you know, I think the kids have held their ground well and done a nice job for us.
As you take a look at Wood River, any differences in what you've seen the last couple of years from them?
You know, I think a little more experienced. They're not afraid to spread it out and throw it. Their backfield really scares me. They'll match up real well for us up front. You know, average 200-plus across the line. And then you take and throw in the experience of their backfield with Martin and McTavish and Smith, and you know, that's three pretty good backs to call upon.
This is your final home game of the season, senior night, all that kind of thing going on. You guys have been battling the flu pretty bad. The volleyball team, we ran into that earlier in the week. I know we're still a little few hours out from game time, but kind of just assess where you're at right now.
Yeah, you know, we've had the flu. It seemed to really hit after this last weekend. We'd had our homecoming, and, you know, all those kids, they sure as heck couldn't miss the dance, and so they all, I'm sure, went to the dance on Saturday, and it kind of helped spread the flu bug around. But it's hit the volleyball team hard. It's hit the football team hard. At one time, we had about three-fourths of our kids at practice, you know, missing 15, 20 kids. That takes a pretty good toll on you. And so we're hoping that maybe we're on the rebound now and got some of them through it, but it's a constant worry.
Sam, last question, because everybody runs a little something different, but Maryland Eye is what you're going to see out of Wood River. You guys have a very unique offense as well. If somebody's coming to watch Minden for the first time, just explain the benefits and what has been so good working with the way you run your offense.
Well, for one thing, I think it's probably pretty hard to duplicate in practice. You know, we run a lot of things with motion. All of our plays start with our kids having a running start in motion. You know, we have very close line splits, which makes it pretty difficult to blitz. It also gives us angles to block down and double team. And you know, I think the other thing that it's done in the past 3-4 years that we've really got serious about running it, Doug, is that it's a team offense. It's not a we're going to depend on one eye back to go for 150 yards or one quarterback to you know, beyond that night to throw the ball. It involves everybody. It's a four back offense, and you know, not many teams around here run it. It makes it difficult to see. You know, there are a few in Nebraska, and it can be very successful.
Well, it has been for you guys, and we're looking forward to another good football game. Sam, thanks for the time, and get those kids healthy.
You bet. Thanks, Doug.
That's Sam Dunn, head football coach of the Minden Whippets. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
And welcome back to Minden for the New Tech Seed pregame show as we continue getting ready for the Whippets and the Wood River Eagles tonight here on KKPR, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Minden, Wood River, a couple of schools in the area like to don the purple. The Whippets all purple with the white trim, the traveling purple pants and the white tops with purple trim tonight. For Wood River Parents Night here tonight, Tony. Always some activity going on. I mean, back in the day, 9 games. There used to be a couple games where there wasn't anything going on in the pregame, but now you've got to have Parents Night, you got to have Senior Night, you got to have Homecoming. That's 3 of your 4 home games.
Yeah, there you go. It seems to be a lot of activity going on. Boy, I'm not sure about doing it right before when you're trying to get amped up. It seems like you can't take a lot of the emotion out of it. We'll see how Minden responds.
Yeah, the Minden football players were standing around for at least 10 minutes, you know, the tunnel and introducing everybody. And then the parents walked out with the seniors. And so great, great job to honor them. That's what you want to do. But as you said, usually they do that about 30 minutes before game time. And then you can take that last 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, to get warmed up. But they just ran through a couple of plays here. And now they're going to go stand on the sideline. We're going to have the national anthem, and then we're going to play football. We've got the starting lineups coming your way in just a moment as well here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. So stay with us. Don't forget, we've got a lot of high school football going on in our network of stations. A lot of special things going on here this evening. They're honoring the veterans here tonight at Minden as well. The veterans and just about every law enforcement officer in the entire city or county is here tonight as well.
If you are a fugitive out there, particularly wanting to go to a high school football game, probably not the right venue for you to show up at.
But if you're late trying to get to the game, hammer down, folks. Unless there's a state trooper out there, because everybody else is here. I mean, there's like 15 of them standing down there being honored tonight. So the veterans, the firefighters, everybody that does work. And, of course, you know, most of these guys also helping out with activities throughout the year, security, chain gang, and things like that. So whatever your football game is, don't be afraid to tell somebody thanks for doing what they do, even if they're your best buddy. They'll think you're joking with them, but tell them thanks and appreciate the job that they do, because it's unbelievable. We're heading into the home stretch of the football season. Everybody hoping we don't see a nail biter like we did last night. Kind of strange here that it's not the Huskers tomorrow. It was the Huskers last night, picking up that 27-12 victory. If you're looking for some football tomorrow, don't forget a top 20 NAIA matchup going on over at the college. So that's a great game for Hastings and Morningside. As they continue to introduce folks here, we're going to be going into the national anthem in just a moment here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Wood River. So, Tony, I guess just one more thought before we go to break here as you see how this game's going to play out.
Well, I think the first series for Minden, I want to see how they get started. I think it's going to be hard to get emotionally into this game for them. We'll see if they can get some fire underneath them, come out and move the football.
Well, we will take a break as the Minden Pep Band will perform the national anthem. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's high school football game here on KKPR right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Huggins has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Huggins Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you as always on KKPR by Five Points Bank, the better bank. They're your community bank, meaning they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. For the visiting Wood River Eagles, the center is number 51, a 250-pound junior, Riley Egger. At left guard, number 70, 210-pound junior, Jack Gangwish. The right guard, number 78, 170-pound junior, Dustin Anchetta. The tackles, right tackle, number 72, 215-pound senior, Jordan Barg. The left tackle, number 79, 260-pound senior, Aaron Robertson. At tight end, number 1, 160-pound senior, Brian Burr. And number 3, 160-pound senior, Seth Bosshart. In the backfield, they'll run the up-back, number 10, 180-pound senior, Shad Smith. The fullback, number 49, 205-pound senior, Johnny Martin. And the tailback, number 30, 160-pound junior, Jensen McTavish. The quarterback, number 13, 180-pound senior, Mitch Bosshart. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Derek Garfield, assisted by Dave Baugh, Darren Waddington, Mike Voss, and Dave Kimenow. They are 2-3 on the season. For Minden, the offensive line, number 68, 200-pound senior Brandon Lewis, number 71, 195-pound senior Lance Johnson, number 72, 195-pound senior Dan Sanford, the All-Stater, number 77, 305-pound senior Pete Trouch, and number 79, 185-pound senior Bryce Dolan. Tight ends, number 88, 240-pound senior Colby Emmel, and number 14, 175-pound senior Nick Hansen. The wingbacks, number 4, 140-pound senior Clint Birdie, number 40, 170-pound sophomore Jack Rafferty, and the fullback, number 20, 150-pound senior Tyson Middleswert. The quarterback is number 10, 180-pound senior Ryan Bergstrom. Head coach is Sam Dunn. Minden's 2-3, and that's your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed. see the boys to get the seed in your field as we are ready to play some football. And the kick is away. Minden will receive the kick. They'll take it at the 16-yard line, up to the 15, the 20, a little hole, 25, and up to the 30-yard line there for Carson Bloom. It'll be first down and 10 for the Whippets. So we had a lot of pregame activity here, then right into football, Tony. I think you're right. It's going to be interesting to see how they fire off the ball.
Yeah, but Brock Baxter making the stop for the Eagles to start this ball game. Yeah, they got the first opportunity here to see if we can move the ball and get some first downs and maybe change the field possession around.
Well, they'll line up as they always do in that double wing, everybody within about a yard of the ball, and the quarterback Bergstrom is going to give it on an end around on the first play of the game to Bernie, and he is going to be brought down after just a couple of yards by Brian Burr. A lot of misdirection. These are the challenging games to call because there's going to be four guys that can carry the ball at any time for either team.
Yeah, a little bit surprised how Bernie did get three or four on that play. It looked like they strung it out pretty well, but didn't make the corner.
So they'll bring it over to the near hash in front of the Minden sideline. And it'll be second down and 7 after the 3-yard gain. Quarterback Bergstrom, same play, a little toss. He'll try and bring it up over the center and bring it across the 35, maybe right on the 35 for Bernie. Going to get a yard. It'll be third down and 6.
These teams know each other so well. There's so many people up there within about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage for the Eagles. They basically got two cornerbacks back. The safety was even sneaking up and becoming an extra linebacker in that play.
Well, here's where it gets interesting, too, Tony. Most of the time, third, 5, third, and 6, you're thinking it's a passing down. Not in this case, as Bergstrom will bring him in that double wing. They'll send Rafferty in motion. Bergstrom roll back to throw. The left-hander slings it out here, and it is complete for a first down to the 43-yard line. And who did you say was going to handle the football tonight? The tight ends, and this time it's Nick Hansen.
Yeah, well-thrown ball by Bergstrom that time. A tight end just found a hole in that zone and just sat in it, and Bergstrom throws a strike to him.
Gain of about 9 on a play. And will be first down and 10 for the Minden Whippets. So it was nothing special, just a little button hook, and now they can get back to the ground. Ball at the 44-yard line. This time they will send a man in motion from right to left, an inside handoff to Bernie. He's got some room. 45-50, right sideline, 40. Down to the 30. He'll get caught and pushed out of bounds inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line. But a huge play. And that's what they look for, 2 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, 70 yards.
Well, Brian Burr took one too many steps and said, uh-oh, he's got a better angle than I do at that corner. And then he had to readjust his angle to run him down and shove him out of bounds.
We'll call it a 39-yard gain for Clint Bernie. It'll be first down and 10, moving the football at the 18-yard line officially. We're just underway here with 10:22 to go in the first quarter of play. Now they'll send two men out wide to the right. The only man in the backfield is going to be Clint Bernie. And straight ahead they go up to the 15-yard line. Bergstrom just kept it, Tony.
Yeah, nothing fancy about that. The line, they just got some people away from that line of scrimmage. Bergstrom just drops his shoulder and lets the line do the work, and they blast ahead for about four and a half yards.
Andrew Schwenke comes into the football game. Find Pete Trausch, run behind him. And
there
that's
you
what
go.
They usually like to do. And Pete lines up on the right side as the right guard in this formation. And everything they've run so far, Tony, has been to the right side. Another quarterback sneak. They're seeing Wood Rivers cheating a little bit right now, Tony, and not covering up the center. And they're just overpowering him down to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, you know, that's a first down, Doug. I think he's all the way down the 7-yard line, isn't he?
Let's see. They're going to take a look, and they're going to give him that all the way down to about the 8. So just a quarterback sneak that goes for 8 yards, Tony. That's not what you want to see if you're Wood River.
Well, you're going to have to get somebody else up there to handle the nose guard along with number 51, Riley Ager, because they've got something they like up there, and it's not just Pete Trausch who lines up at the right tackle this time.
It is first down and 10, or first and goal. There's some movement, and still no flags. Finally, they have to drop the flag. Somebody was going to come out of the motion, and the motion is not even true motion for Minden. They're in that double wing. One of the wings will just kind of stand up and then just kind of shuffle a little bit to his left, and that got the defensive end to come up for Wood River. Nobody really crossed the line, and then I think we're going to have movement finally on Minden. We'll see what the call is. They're discussing it.
Well, the problem with that is the defensive guy goes into the neutral zone, but he's able to get back and get set. That's what really caused the movement for Minden.
And they're going to go offside on Wood River. So that'll be a half the distance to the goal. It'll bring up first and goal from the 4.
Well, I don't think Coach Garfield's going to like that call, but I think it might be the right call.
It was just a strange looking play. I think the side judge just said, I got to throw a flag. Something's not right
yeah.
here. So first down and goal. They'll put Tyson Middleswart as the fullback. Left wing is Clint Burney. Right wing is Jack Rafferty. Bergstrom comes up under his center. First and goal from the four-yard line. And nothing, something is amiss.
I think we got an equipment failure or something. They hold her up for just an hour ready to go.
That didn't take very long. So here we go. First and goal from the four-yard line, 4 minutes. They'll give it to their fullback, Middleswart. He has stood up, still got his feet churning, pushing him outside. A good defensive play. He won't get anywhere. The tackle made by Garrett Lambrecht and Seth Bosshart. He kept the legs churning, but finally some reinforcements came over and made the stop. It'll be second and goal from the four.
Well, finally that interior defensive line stood up the offensive line for the Whippets, and Middleswart had to bounce that outside, Doug. And once he bounced it outside, there was a defensive end waiting for him.
Well, and that's the tough thing. That's how the big run, the 34, 39-yard run by Clint Burney, most of what Woodriver wants to run is inside, and once they get outside, trouble. And here they're just going to call that quarterback sneak again and get into the end zone. Touchdown.
I'm not sure I've ever saw that many quarterback sneaks ran on an opening series for anybody, especially for that much positive yardage. But they pick up about 20 yards where the quarterback sneaks, Doug.
Well, I guess if you're going to be able to run the most basic play in football and they can't stop you, that's the way to do it. As Pete Trausch, who's also the kicker, will line it up. Quarterback Bergstrom is the holder. Trausch is just a straight-on kicker. And the kick is away. And, of course, it's got plenty of distance, and it is good. So we're just 3 minutes into the ballgame. 9:04 to go here in the first quarter. And Minden takes the opening drive, 69 yards right down the field. And it's 7-0 Whippets. We'll be back with the kickoff after this on KKPR.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to high school football here on KKPR. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis. The opening drive right down the football field, Tony. And nothing fancy. They were 1-for-1 through the air on a 3rd-and-6. Got the 9 yards they needed.
Yeah, I guess the emotion's fine with Minden. They did what they needed to do. We'll see if they can go down and get a stop.
So they get ready to boot the ball away. Pete Trausch has it on the tee. And Wood River will have one man back, and here is the kick. It's going to be towards the sidelines and going to bounce and stay in. So they're going to have to field the football and nowhere to go. Bringing the ball up the field just a couple of yards is going to be number 34, Brock Baxter. Not the worst field position, but Minden likes to do a lot of different things. They were all huddled up. Sometimes they fake the onside. Sometimes they onside. Sometimes they spread out in the formation, but Trausch came up and booted it. Wasn't the greatest kick in the world, but
Baxter didn't know whether to field it or not. Obviously, the ball is shooting out of bounds and maybe getting a little bit better field position, but then it just stops there.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line, and out of that Maryland eye, Wood River is underway. They bring it out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. First carry of the ball game for the fullback, Johnny Martin. Here's the real deal. If McTavish has a good game, Martin's blocking for him, and Martin is a tough, tough kid. He has been in this starting lineup for a long time, and he's going to get about six on the very first carry.
That Colby Emmel from his defensive end position comes, takes his legs out from under him.
So second down and 4. Again, the Maryland eye, three backs right behind the quarterback, stacked one on top of another, and they'll give it to the fullback, Martin, again, this time not near as much. He'll dive forward for about a yard. Right on in there is going to be Bryce Lewis.
Well, nothing fancy, and you knew there's not a whole lot of trick plays from either one of these teams. It's straight ahead football, more maybe quick hitters than the first couple of plays. And with that Maryland eye, you got a lot of options for fakes in there. There haven't been a lot of fakes yet.
So it'll be 3rd-and-3, and they'll run the option out of that Maryland eye. Bosshart wants to keep it. He's going to be drugged down from behind. The ball is loose, and Minden is on it. The ball is loose, and the fumble is recovered by Andrew Schwenke.
Well, Schwenke just falls on the football. Ball shoots out from the quarterback in the no man's land. Swinky right there, jump on it.
And it'll be taken over at the 27-yard line. So Wood River in some trouble as Minden will get the first turnover of this football game.
Well, Aaron Robertson, 260-pound senior, trying to fire up the Wood River Eagle troops out there, but Minden's back in business.
So first down and 10 from the 27-yard line. They'll send Rafferty in motion. Now they'll go with the double reverse. The ball's fumbled back, and Wood River's on top of it, it looks like. They tried the reverse out of that wing tee, and the ball is going to be covered by Garrett Lambrecht. So just like that, Wood River gets the ball back.
Yeah, they did try a little misdirection underneath in that play. Never did secure the football, and somebody gets a hand in there. Ball shoots out and goes right back to the Eagles.
They just gained 4 yards on the two fumbles. So Wood River.
Not by design.
No. We'll send it to the I-back this time and nowhere to go for the tailback Jensen McTavish. McTavish just couldn't get her done that time. He's going to be stacked up after a gain of about a yard and a half. They might even be generous and give him two.
Now, Dan Sanford was the first man there for the whip as he just got rid of a block or shed a block and grabbed the running back and drug him to the ground.
So after back-to-back fumbles, Wood River has it, second down and 8 at their own 33-yard line. They'll give it to the tailback McTavish. Big hole over the left side, 40, 45, into the secondary, 50, and he's off to the races. He's trying to outrun the defense down to the 30, down to the 20. Bossert giving chase, and he's going to be drugged down by Seth Bossert inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first down and goal, and it looks like they'll mark him at about the 3.
Great job of finding an angle all the way, change of direction, all the way across the field he went. Doug Max Anderson down the field for the defense for the Whippets, but great run on the play for the Eagles. What a chunk of yardage. Boy, right at the point of attack, Colby Engel had an opportunity and just overran the play by about a half a step.
First and goal at the 3 after that 64-yard run. And they will hand it off to the last man through McTavish. Can he get the end of the end zone? Yes, he will. And McTavish just that quickly, when it looked like Wood River was going to fall behind 14-0 right off the bat. Just a minute later, they've tied this football game. McTavish takes it in from 3.
We're wasting no time at the line of scrimmage. They no more put that ball down. The quarterback was in and ready to go.
They'll line up for the extra point kick. Foreign exchange student Alex Gnadig. Gnadig is going to try the extra point. Gnadig's kick is on the way, and it is right down the middle and good. So with 6:55 to go in the first quarter, we're all knotted up again. Minden 7, Wood River 7, back after this on KKPR.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to high school football here on KKPR. Doug Duda, Tony Davis. Each team has stuck one in the end zone already, and we're not even midway through the first quarter. It is 7-7, and Minden will now get a chance to get the ball back. We've already seen the teams fumble the football on back-to-back possessions, and a big, big fumble recovery for Garrett Lambrecht after they tried a little trick play for the first time on Minden's sideline.
Back-to-back plays, Doug, even. I mean, it was one team on the ball, give it to the other team, the other team gives it right back.
And here we go with the kickoff. Line drive kick, pretty deep, gets over the head of the return man, and we'll skip into the end zone. And that'll be a touchback, first and 10 for Minden at their own 20-yard line. Again, don't forget, we'll be giving you score updates throughout the night from the Valentino's Hotline, Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Check it out this weekend, and folks, don't forget the number. If you would like to give us either a call, you'll leave a voicemail, or you can text the number and this phone number, and it'll get the scores out to us, 308-646-0506. 7-7 and first and 10 here for the Minden Whippets. Out of that wing, they'll give it to the fullback this time, and just a mass of humanity in the middle for Tyson Middleswart, and he'll push it forward to maybe the 21-yard line, maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, not much doing there. Doug, there's just so many people up, and that time big number 79, Bryce Dolan, gets up from the bottom of that pile, kind of limps his way back to the huddle. Hopefully he'll be good to go here. Yeah, so many people up there to block.
Second down and nine. And they'll send Bernie in motion this time. They'll give Bernie the football. He tries to come up over Pete Trausch. He gets over one man across the 25 and near the first down marker, right at the 30 is where they'll bring him down. And it will be enough. Well, let's find out. They're going to mark it short of the 30, so they've got about 2 inches to go for the first down, a gain of 8 for Bernie.
Doug, in the past, these two teams have taken a while to feel each other out. Not tonight. A couple big plays right off the bat.
Well, for Wood River, they're not used to scoring early on against Minden. They do it here. That'll give them some confidence. Third and one, and they'll go quarterback sneak off the left side, and Bergstrom is just going to be brought down. One thing that we see a lot with both of these teams, Tony, they try to run up between the tackles. You have five offensive guys. You got about seven defensive guys. Very rarely do you actually see the back get tackled. He just gets sandwiched in between all those guys. He doesn't go anywhere, and they blow the play dead. That's exactly what happened there. But the quarterback sneak is good for about 3 yards, and it'll be first down and 10.
Yeah, you'd think with that many people, ideally you would like to just run that play action pass and have somebody all the way behind them. And I believe sometime during this game we're going to see Emil behind everybody.
First down and 10, Bernie in motion again, back to pass Bergstrom, looking for the short. Now goes deep, and Emil, just as you said, caught it at the 50, and he's behind everybody. 40. 30, 25, being chased, 20, and he's going to be brought down across the 15 at about the 12-yard line by Brian Burr.
Well, every once in a while you kind of fall into something, but he wasn't exactly all the way behind everybody, but he's such a great matchup down there, a tough matchup, because he's a 6'4", 6'5". He just goes and plucks that ball away from two defenders right there. Down the sideline he goes.
We have seen three plays at 40 yards or more here in the first quarter. The ball will be marked at the 12-yard line. First down and 10 for Minden. Tied 7-7 with Wood River. Bergstrom. He'll send Rafferty in motion. They'll go left side. Rafferty runs over a man. Then he's going to be stacked up at the nine. And here comes a penalty flag, and that might be a face mask.
Yeah, that's going to be a personal foul face mask, too, because he was immediately... Well, I guess they're all 15 yards in high school football now, but he immediately went backwards as soon as that they tackled him high.
Going to be a 2-yard gain that time for Jack, but then you put on the face mask penalty, which will end up being just 5 yards because it's half the distance to the goal, and it will put the ball at the 5-yard line.
Well, Doug, what do you do? Just run quarterback sneak here twice and get it in the end zone?
Well, it'll be first down and goal at the 5-yard line. Last time they ran it in from 4 yards out with Bergstrom. Here comes a run blitz. They will send the man in motion and hand it to the fullback middle, Swart, over the right side. He's not going to get in. He gets about halfway to the end zone. He'll be brought down between the 2 and 3, and it'll be second down and goal.
Well, middle Swart hit pretty hard that time. I believe that was a number 49. Johnny Martin comes up, but he's able to slide off of him and just keep his momentum going and fall forward.
Yeah, Johnny, not only a great fullback, but, of course, usually those fullbacks turn around and become pretty darn good linebackers as well, and that's what Johnny does for Wood River. 4-10 and counting here in the first quarter, tied at 7, but Minden knock it on the door. It's second and goal from the 2. They'll hand it to Middle Swart, and he is going to be mowed over, crashing through there. Jack Ganglish from Wood River, he guessed the snap count, Tony, and he drops him for a loss of a yard. He's lucky he didn't fumble the ball.
Yeah, Middle Swart barely had that football, and all of a sudden Jack Ganglish just slams him to the ground. I mean, you don't want to put your running back in that situation because it's just a lot of times that'll end in disaster.
Well, they're going to actually say a loss of 2, so third and goal at the 4 for the Whippets. Bergstrom sets him down. Sends a man in motion. It's going to be a toss. Sweep Bloom follows Trausch, the pulling guard, and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Carson Bloom. Trausch just pulled, Tony, and they ran right behind him, and it was like a general leading his troops into the end zone. He just kind of boom, boom.
Like another person threw a great block on that was Ryan Bergstrom. He puts a toss sweep in there. He was one of the lead guys who followed Trausch right behind, just blew up one guy and basically walked into the end zone.
So now the extra point attempt by Pete Trausch. These could be important tonight if we're in a shootout. And the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 3:27 to go in the first quarter, We've got three touchdowns on the board already. It's been a shootout with big play after big play. It's the Minden Whippets 14 and the Wood River Eagles 7. We're back with more high school football right after this.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to high school football here on KKPR. Doug Duda, Tony Davis along with you from Minden. As high school football is on the air on this Friday night, it is Minden 14 and Wood River 7. And Minden gets ready to kick it away again here. We've got a score update already from Foster Field. Elkhart is on the board, 7-0 over Kearney High in the opening 4 minutes of that football game. Troush, see, last time, again, they huddle up. Last time they ran right out and kicked it. This time they fake it. Now they line up in the traditional. If you don't have a kicker, they can put it in the end zone every time. Sometimes that's what you do. And Troush kicks it high, a directional kick, but it's going to sail out of bounds. And in this instance, Tony, if I'm Wood River, I make Minden keep kicking it and kicking it and kicking it, because you can already tell they're worried about what Wood River is going to do, but it doesn't look like that's what they're going to do here. They're just going to take it.
Yeah, back them up five, make them kick it again. I totally agree with you, Doug. It makes you change your whole kickoff return team, though. Wood River's got eight people within 20 yards of the ball that's being kicked off. They got eight people sneaking up there, making sure that that onside kick doesn't count.
Well, the ball will be at the 35-yard line, so first down and 10 here for the Eagles. The big run for Jensen McTavish, 64-yarder, set up his three-yard run the last possession. They'll hand it to the fullback, Martin. Martin tries the left side, loses a helmet, picks up a couple. He'll get out to about the 37.
Rafferty, along with number 72, Sanford, and Bernie also in on the stop that time for the Whippets. Bernie sneaking up there, doing a good job of getting in on that tackle.
Well, still 3 minutes to go. Been a lot of running, but a lot of first downs and three scores, and so the first quarter still has 3 minutes to go in it. And it'll be second down. We'll call it 8 yards to go here for the Wood River Eagles. Out of the Maryland I formation, you'll see it all night long. Pitch to the I back. McTavish tries to get to the right side, gets a block, lowers his shoulder across the 40. He's going to dive forward and mark him at about the 42-yard line. Nice run by McTavish, trying to get to the outside and show his speed. It'll be third down and 3.
Yeah, he is a quick little guy around the outside. Listen, 160 pounds, so probably wants to get out there and find some space and run some, you know, not exactly the power type of runner, but find some space and make some people miss.
He's averaging about 126 yards on the ground per game this year. Third down, and they will hand it to McTavish again, and he is going to have the first down as he gets to the 45. Pete Troush will throw him to the ground after a five-yard gain. He tackles him forward out to the 47. Five more, and a first down.
Had a nice hole that time, opened up by the left side of the line for the Eagles. So, anytime you start seeing those holes, that's bad news if you're a Whippet fan.
Well, we've had a 39-yard run by Clint Burney, a 55-yard pass to Emil for Minden, and then that 64-yard run that set up a 3-yard touchdown by McTavish. So it's been a game of big plays. First and 10. Fullback Martin, big hole left side, 50, 45, and he got by everybody. How about another big play? Johnny Martin, he's going to be able to outrun the secondary. Touchdown, Eagles. 53 yards to the house, and we're an extra point away from having 28 points on the board in the first quarter.
Yeah, Martin does a great job of making the last defensive back there, Max Anderson. He makes him decide, what direction are you going to go, Max? Max went the wrong one way, I'll go the other way, and he bounces outside and off the races he goes.
Well, as we said, this has not been the way that these teams have played the last few years. There are big plays, just not this many of them in the game, and you're just seeing them get into that secondary, and that's usually when it's sayonara, see you later, and the extra point kick is good. So 1:45 to go in the first quarter. It is 14-14. Minden and Wood River. We'll be right back.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
It is 6-4-6.
We're back here at Minden. Where Wood River has just tied up the ball game with the Whippets 14-14. They'll get ready to kick it off. The last kick went through the end zone and started Minden at the 20-yard line. We'll see if they try and go deep again and kick it away from everybody. Well-placed kick the last time to the left corner of the field, which is the field lays north to south here. Goes in that northwest corner and just rolled in for a touchback.
We'll be getting into some of our updated scores as we've got plenty of them to pass along to you. The ball is in the air. Line drive kick, but is returnable, taken at the 11-yard line. 12, 15, Bloom up across the 25, 30. He'll dive forward to about the 33-yard line, and that's where the Whippets will start. 14-14, a minute 38 to go first quarter.
I think Bloom got tripped up by one of his own people. Otherwise, there may be a hole to the outside there.
Well, Tony, what do you do to make sure the big plays don't continue in this football game? You like to have them. You don't want to give them up, though.
Well, that's exactly right. And it seems like Wood River's the one that's on that, at least on that last possession, where they had holes. I mean, there was nobody touching people until 6 or 8 yards before they get a hand on them.
So, first down and 10. Made it already with their technically fourth possession. We had back-to-back fumbles in this first quarter. Bergstrom fakes the option. Spin move. He's one man away from breaking it big, but he's going to be stood up there by Brian Burr. He did a whole lot of square dancing for just a couple of yards, maybe even just 1 yard on the play. It looked for a moment that he was going to be able to skip by that linebacker and get up the field. It's going to be a gain of one when it's all said and done, though.
Yeah, good job that time of Wood River, laterally getting outside, not making sure he couldn't turn the corner. Now, that's what they want to do. Minden and both these teams want to get outside into running lanes, and that's when big plays happen.
So it'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Ball at the 34-yard line. Nine men in the box. Bergstrom, same play to the right side. He's going to hand it off and try to make a lead block, but nowhere to go for Clint Burney. He got trapped up in the middle, got maybe a half a yard. We'll call it third and eight.
Well, Lambrecht, the 140-pound junior, one stuck his shoulder pad and just took him to the ground almost immediately. Burney, good job of falling forward, though. He keeps his momentum going, at least picks up, even when there's not much there. You know, now you got third and six or seven. Maybe you go back to that little pass play you ran the first series.
So look for the tight end, faking the run blitz. They'll bring it inside, handoff this time, and some room. 40 out to the 45, and a first down for Jack Rafferty. Rafferty out to the 46-yard line. He's going to pick up about 8 yards and a first down.
Well, Seth Bossart's one that drug him down, but, boy, there's just a little hint of he just stuttered just a little bit. I think if he'd have went right away, that might have been a really big play again.
We're under 10 seconds as Minden does come to line, try and get one more play here in the first quarter. Send a man out wide to the right. Different look here out of an I formation. Here's a pitch right side to Burney. Burney looking for a block. There is not one there. He's going to get to the 45-yard line and maybe lose a half a yard. But Brian Burr, Tony, been all over the place defensively right now for Wood River.
Well, he has, Doug. That was the first time Carson Bloom made a crackback block, just came from a wide receiver position and smashed down. Man, somebody from Wood River is awfully sore right now because he just got buried.
Well, that is the end of the first quarter of play and a shootout. Unbelievable. Wouldn't expect this, but it's Wood River 14, Minden 14. We're back after this on KKPR.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, when you run the big play as often as these teams do, there's no need to take a lot of time in between quarters. So second and 10, and Minden is ready to go. Toss sweep. Looking for some room, Rafferty, as he comes over the left side, dives forward to about the 48-yard line. We'll call it a gain of a couple. It's going to be third down at about 7.
Brock Baxter flies through the right side of the line. The plays run to the left side, loops around and catches him from behind.
In that first quarter, Clint Burney, 6 carries, 53 yards. A touchdown run for Carson Bloom and Ryan Bergstrom. Jensen McTavish, 5 carries, 79 yards and a touchdown. Johnny Martin, 4 carries, 62 yards and a touchdown for Wood River. Third down, 7 yards to go, just short of midfield. The ball is fumbled. Bergstrom picked it back up, but his knee was down. And that's going to bring up our first punting situation. And remember last year in this ball game, Tony, there was a lot of trouble both sides. Wood River stayed in the game because of all the turnovers that Minden had. And even when they didn't turn it over, I think they had about 8 fumbles and lost like 5 or 6 of them, if memory serves me right.
Wow, and that center quarterback exchange is so critical here. Bergstrom never got that ball from under center.
So that'll bring up 4th down and 8, put the ball at the 47-yard line, and Bergstrom will go back to punt it away. 2 men back deep, standing at their own 24, Wood River. First punt of the ball game, low snap, Bergstrom handles it. And he'll get it away, not a lot on it. 30, got a great bounce, 25, 20, 15. Going to roll down to about the 11-yard line. Great roll that time, and it'll pin Wood River inside their own 15.
Not sure that ball ever got over about 15, 20 feet off the ground, but when it hit, it just shot towards the Eagles' end zone.
Going to end up being a 42-yard punt. And with the ball game tied at 14 here in the first minute of quarter number 2, it's 14-14. Donovan Trumbull leads St. Paul 7-0 in the first quarter. North Platte St. Pat leads Kearney Catholic 7-3. And Adams Central leads Hastings 7-0. All first quarter scores. Out of the Maryland eye, the bright white and purple, they'll give it to the fullback Martin off the left side. And he's not going to give much at all. He'll get back to about the line of scrimmage. And Ken Trausch, they just don't have a way to handle this big boy.
Well, not many people do. But Trausch has also got help there as well. So they hand the ball off. I think Johnny Martin's saying, guys, you got to move somebody up here. I can't do it all on my own.
It's Elkhorn 7, Kearney 6 as they approach the end of the first quarter of play at Foster Field. 14-14. And here's the handoff to the I-back McTavish. He tries that left side again, and there's nothing there. Got about a yard. It's going to be third and long for Wood River.
Doug, Minden defense doing something different on this series. They've got the regular five, basically run a 5-4 alignment. They got 5 down linemen. Now they got 2 middle linebackers that are pinched real close together in the middle, making somebody in that offensive line decide which one they're going to take. The other guy just running free. Now they spread them back out a little bit.
Well, Bosshart has not attempted a pass the football game yet, but it's 3rd and 9. He'll roll to his right. He wants to throw. Going to throw deep. Got a man behind everybody. Burrett just overthrows him at the 40-yard line. The tight end underneath was covered, and they sent Brian Burr deep. They also had Shad Smith out in the flat here who was well covered. Give Bosshart credit. He went to the man that was open, but just couldn't make a connection. Had he, Burr would have taken it some 88 yards for a touchdown. And so after 4 straight scores, we're going to see back-to-back punts here. And coming in to punt the football away for Wood River. Ball at their own 12-yard line. Johnny Martin to boot it away. And the kick is a line driver, but pretty good, taken right at midfield. And then the return man falls down. Backpedaling, backpedaling, backpedaling. He would have had some room to roam. Craig Driver just couldn't get his momentum going the right way. That's going to be a 39-yard punt. No return. Still pretty good field position here for Minden. They'll get it at the 48, 49-yard line. Their own 48, first and 10.
Yeah, 42-yard punt for Minden. 39 back the other way. They're right back where Minden started.
So first down and 10 for the Whippets. We're tied 14-14. Kearney High has punched one in. 12-7 lead over Elkhorn in the second quarter. On the Valentino scoreboard, we deliver the scores. Valentino delivers the great pizza. There's a sweep, Rafferty. Rafferty cuts it back up inside and nowhere to go. He's met by Shad Smith, And again, Tony, I don't know if there's been one play tonight where just you had an unassisted tackle because everything's three, four guys bringing you down. No gain on the play, second and 10.
Yeah, exactly right. Now Rafferty comes out of the game a little bit slow to the sideline. Hopefully he'll be ready to go again. But you're right, Doug. People just are swarming the football, gang tackling, if you will.
8:45 to go, first half. Tied at 14, second down and 10. This time, Bloom in motion, inside handoff to Bernie. He runs into his blocking back. Oh. Now finds Saru up the middle, 45, 40. Brought down in the secondary, and a late penalty flag is going to add 15 more on for a horse collar at around the 36-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 17 yards and then 15 more, we assume, on the penalty.
Well, I'm telling you what, folks, as bad as the horse collar call was last night on Sue, that one was that good. He just had him by the shoulder pads, and Bernie was dropped immediately from the backside.
So a horse collar tackle, 17 yards, and then half the distance. I guess we were just outside the 30, so it'll be a 15-yarder.
Great cutback by Bernie. It looked like there were going to be three people waiting for him. He just stutter steps and, boom, shoots to his left into the open field.
That's the third penalty on Wood River, none yet on Minden. First down and 10. The ball is at the 20-yard line. Inside handoff, same play for Bernie. He gets out of one tackle across the 15 and down to about the 14. One thing about Clint, he's a tough kid, but he's not that big at 140 and a senior. Sometimes you can't see him behind that big Minden offensive line.
The only difference in that play, Doug, was somebody in there. I couldn't see who it was. I think it was a linebacker, though, on the left side of the Eagle defense, got a hand on him and slowed him down just for a second. Had he not, I think he'd have bounced that out and went for six.
Well, they pulled on the same play the last two times. Brian Berry is out there as the lead blocker. Second and goal, or second and five, the ball at the 15. And the ball is going to be in Bergstrom's hands. He might have been bobbling it, and he's going to be dropped back at the 20-yard line.
Well, Bergstrom's lucky to hold on to that ball. He could have secured it down around his knees or in his calf area.
It looked like they were trying to go with a naked bootleg there, Tony, or else he just never got a hold of the football and was just trying to grasp it in, but losing 5 yards, it'll be third and 10. Move it back to the 20-yard line. 7:25 to go, first half. Minden 14, Wood River 14. The Whippets trying to convert here on third down and 10 at the 20. And back to pass will be Bergstrom, rolling to his left, got a man, and it is going to be complete right at the first down marker. And hauling it in is going to be Nick Hansen. Should be enough for a Wood River first down, or for a Minden first down.
Doug, not very often do you see a high school kid know exactly where he had to get. Hansen was wrapped up, took everything he could, and just dove ahead for that first down.
Another Valentino score update. It is Adams Central 14, Hastings nothing in the second quarter. At the end of the first, St. Cecilia leads Central City 7-0. Kearney Catholic at the end of the first trails North Platte St. Pat's 7-3. And North Platte and leads Lincoln High 14-0 at the end of the first. And here's just a straight-ahead run on first and goal at the 9.
And absolutely, there must be, what, 15 out of the 22 people on the field on the ground right now in a pile?
Well, Bergstrom has ran four called quarterback sneaks, and not all of them are inside the 2. It's going to be a 2-yard gain. They'll get it down to the 7. Second down and goal. Minden looking to take the lead back. 6:25 and counting here in the first half, tied at 14. Don't forget, at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, give you another score update off the Valentino scoreboard, and a whole lot more, so stay with us. Second down and goal at the 7. Again, man in motion. Bergstrom wants to throw the pop pass to Emil. Emil catches it. Emil to the 1. And now they'll say in. One man said no. One man said yes. The man that said no looked at the man that said yes and said, okay, touchdown to Colby Emil from 7 yards out.
Well, I mentioned what a great target he was. Colby actually turned. The guy looking right at him was the one that signaled for the touchdown. I think he had the best view of it of anybody out there.
Well, he's so big, I think he got swung around. His body never went in the end zone, but he stretched the ball across. And now Pete Trausch, as they move from right to left, the extra point attempt. It was a low snap, but it's handled. Bergstrom got it set, and Trausch was able to get it through. Good job by the holder, Ryan Bergstrom, to get that ball set for the extra point. So our first points of the second quarter, 6:02 to go and a half. It's Minden 21, Wood River 14. We're back after this on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
35 points, and we're not through the first half yet. 21-14. Looks like a Class A game in the Metro. Nobody's stopping anybody. We've seen a lot of big plays already in this football game. Not the big 40-yarder that drive for the Minden Whippets, but they only had to go 52 yards, and they cap it off on a 7-yard touchdown pass. 21-14, Minden leading Wood River, 6:02 to go here in the second quarter of play.
Look, we expected a couple big plays tonight, and with a couple, I mean two. And, you know, pick what team you want to have them. But, boy, it's just been an absolute back-and-forth battle here the first half.
No win tonight. They'll pooch that kick. Line drive, bounced up. Wood River's just going to try and fall on it, and they finally do. Burr does at the 28-yard line.
Alex Hester, the young freshman, I believe that's number 87, was it not? Excuse me, 82. 82 there. Zavitok. Did they say that right?
Zavitok.
Zavitok was the first man there. Never could secure the football. It bounced around.
Well, once you don't grab it the first time, you start to get nervous because
right.
You go, here comes somebody to hit you, and you peek, and then you don't get it the second time, then you're in trouble. How about this? Wood River's going to line up in a 4-wide-out situation. That means quarterback draw, I think. We'll see what Bossert wants to do. Send Shad Smith in motion. Toss sweep left side, Johnny Martin. Good outside block. Tries to cut back. No goes outside, and all that running is going to get him about 6 yards up to the 35-yard line. So a totally different look that time for Wood River, who has been in the Maryland eye all night and it's been working. There they spread it out, toss, sweep. The wide receivers lay some blocks, and Martin's going to pick up 6 at 2nd and 4.
Yeah, real surprise. Minden didn't call a timeout. It was such a different look that time from the Eagles.
Haven't had a timeout and also haven't had one pass attempt from Wood River in this football game. They spread it out again here.
One that was overthrown.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Tony, you're correct. Here's a draw play, Martin, and Martin's not going to get it. The ball might be loose. Minden's saying they've got it, and they do. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile with it, and it's going to be Clint Burney. Burney able to take care of everything and cover the football, and it's going to be Minden football in Wood River territory.
Well, it looked like one of those deals. The ball somehow shoots out kind of the bottom of the pile, and Burney right there to dive on it.
So it will be 1st and 10, and here's where you can get 2 quick scores and go up by 2, so we'll see what happens. Clint Burney covers the fumble. 3rd turnover of the ball game. And they'll mark the ball at the Wood River 37, and an inside handoff. Rafferty cuts it back up, 35-30, now outside 25, down to the 20, one man to beat, and he can't quite beat him. Inside the 5, down to the 2-yard line. For Jack Rafferty, and chasing him all the way down the field is going to be
Jack Gangwish, wasn't it, all the way down the field, Doug?
Yeah, Jack Gangwish was looking on the wrong number there. Gangwish finally brought him down, but big run, Tony. 34 yards is going to be 1st down and goal.
Yeah, that's just too easy. That defensive end got caught in outside or caught to the inside. There was no one there.
And a quarterback sneak by Bergstrom, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Minden. His 2nd touchdown of the night.
You know, Doug, Wood River had made their share of big plays to give them a little bit of confidence. Let's hope they don't lay down here, because it would be awful easy. You were in this ball game, and Wood River's kind of had your number up to this point, but you've proven you can play with them right now. And then all of a sudden, the wheels have kind of come apart here in the last 4 minutes.
Well, last minute.
Yeah.
They've scored 2 touchdowns here in 59 seconds. Now Minden fakes the swinging gate, just trying to keep everybody. I don't know why you'd do that. This is working fine for you. Pete Trash with the extra point kick, and it is on the way, and it is good. So 5:03 to go here in the first half. It is Minden 28, Wood River 14. We're back after this on KKPR.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game.
Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here as we have a shootout tonight at Minden. 28-14, still 5:03 to go first half. Minden on top.
Yeah, just a bevy of big plays all throughout this first half. Both teams, just lately, Minden's gotten the better share of them.
So just two plays after the fumble, seven more points are on the board. And again, Pete Trausch, about the busiest guy on the field. Offensive line, defensive line, kickoff guy, extra point guy. A lot of Division I looks at this young man. He'll either be that or a heck of a Division II pickup for somebody around here. I know there's a couple of colleges in state that would love to have his services.
I would think Coach Morris comes to mind as loving to have Pete Trausch's services. Of course, Cody Kroll over there from Minden a year ago.
Now another squib kick that Wood River has not been able to field cleanly. They'll pick it up, 25, and out to about the 27-yard line.
Brody Kring. Able to just clip his legs out from under him. Number 33 for the Whippets.
Jensen McTavish picked it up and brought it back as best he could. So the kickoff for Minden has not been pretty, but it's been very, very effective.
Yeah, they haven't fielded one cleanly yet. Ball bounces around down there and gives Minden time to go down and cover it.
So Wood River again is going to get out of that Maryland eye. They'll move Shad Smith in motion, give him trips to the left side. Option play that way. Fossert late pitch behind Martin. The ball's loose. He's able to cover it. We've got a penalty flag on the play as well.
Well, the penalty is going to be a hold by the left guard or tackle. Then I think he just declined this penalty and take the play.
Holding will be the call. Yeah, there's going to be a big enough loss on the fumbled pitch. It'll be about second down and 18, and so they'll decline the holding penalty. And that pitch play didn't work at all. They're going to lose from the 22 all the way back to about the 18-yard line. So a loss of 14 on the play that time for Wood River.
Yeah, the quarterback was wrapped up, tried to make a late pitch, and just threw it behind the running back.
Now they go back to the Maryland eye with a man out wide to the right, and Bossart's going to roll that way, looking downfield. Nobody to throw to. Now throws him deep into double coverage, and it is incomplete. Trying to get it into the hands of Seth Bossart. I think what he wanted to do was run there, Tony. He had room to run, but there's so few pass plays called. When either one of these quarterbacks get the chance to throw the ball, they want to throw the ball.
Well, Craig Driver and Carson Bloom were running right down the field, had him sandwiched right between them. Been a miracle to get the ball in there.
Tony, thoughts about them getting away from the Maryland eye? It worked for them in the first quarter. They've got away from it here after just one possession where they had to punt the ball. And they have not been able to move the ball. They've got a third at about 22 facing him here. Again, they go spread offense here with four men out in the pattern. On third and long, penalty flag. It's going to be motion. Bossert rolls to his right. Again, throws it as far as he can. It's underthrown, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Carson Bloom at midfield, and he's got a lot of room. 40, 35. He'll be brought down by Shad Smith from behind at the 19-yard line.
Well, that ball just thrown up for grabs, and Dale Bloom just secured the football, just took it away from a receiver.
Yeah, it's an illegal shift. That penalty flag, it came out as soon as the ball was snapped from the referee, and so you knew it was an offensive penalty, and it'll be first down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Minden in business. They can go up from a tie ball game. They can go up 21 points in the matter of about two and a half minutes here.
Yeah, you've got to make a stand if you're the Eagles right now and take care of this and hold the Whippets to a field goal here, because they're certainly in field goal range for Pete.
So Carson Bloom with a nice play. First down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Great field position here for the Whippets. Returned that to interception about 30 yards. And a little delay here. The referee talking to both sidelines about something. So now we're ready to go. And again, out of that Wing T. They'll go inside, handoff to Clint Burney, and the blockers just got pushed right back into him. I believe the right tackle just got shoved right back into Clint. He had no chance to go anywhere. He's going to lose a couple 3 yards on the play. It'll bring up second down and 13.
Yeah, four white jerseys there for the Eagles. It was Riley Eager getting up off the bottom of the pile, though. Yeah, there was just no room for Burney at all.
So it'll be second down with 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Preventive Sanitation halftime report coming up for you. So stay with us. Kearney High has taken a 15-7 lead over Elkhorn. They are tough to beat at Foster Field. A lot of game to go there. Bergstrom straight back to pass. Has time. Throws over the middle. He's got a man open. Hanson in and out of his hands at the three and cannot hang on. The ball looked like it was just a tad underthrown. I'm not sure if the Wood River defender got a hand on it and Seth Bosshart back there.
Well, I think Bergstrom could have thrown a better ball.
It just got tipped out of his hands, and that's the first incompletion tonight for Ryan Bergstrom. He was 4-for-4 for 81 yards and a touchdown so far tonight. 28-14, and now it's third down and about 15 to go. Ball back at the 24-yard line. And let's see if they go to the air again. Bergstrom drops back. He's got all kinds of pressure. They're trying to set up the screen to his fullback, Tyson Middleswart, and he overthrows him. They let him too many through too quick that time, Tony. You want to let him through if you're trying to set up the screen, but they got there, and he had to throw over some big boys, couldn't do it. And now a fourth down, and we're going to see our first time out of the ball game. What will Minden decide to do? They're kind of in that tweener stage right here. It's fourth and 15 at the Wood River 24-yard line with 3:41 to go in the first half. It's Minden 28, Wood River 14. We're back with more right after this on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
You're listening to high school football on your sports leader in Central Nebraska, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Wood River. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our engineer and producer, Stacey Johns, back at the studio. Coming up, it looks like a 41-yard field goal attempt here for Pete Trausch. I would say this would be on the edge of his range, Tony. In fact, it's going to be spotted right there at the 31. He's a straight-on kicker. Not much wind to even talk about if it is. It'll be right behind his back. Here's the snap. The kick is on the way. It's long enough, and it is good. No good. Boy,
just off to the left. Just off wide left by not very far, but it was long enough.
Yeah, good decision there. That was the right play, and big, big stand there by Wood River. At least they stay in the football game. Back-to-back turnovers. Minden scored, made it 21-14. Wood River turned it over. They took it right in. They turned it over again at the 19 and actually lost yardage on that series. So first down and 10, Wood River, ball at their own 20, 3:41 to go before half. They have all of their timeouts.
Plus, Doug, obviously in high school you get the ball at the 20-yard line too, so you gain a little bit there.
So first down and 10, they go back to the Maryland I here with Bosshart, the quarterback. He's going to give it to his fullback, Johnny Martin. The play that's worked is over the left side, and it's going to work for five and a half yards out to the 26-yard line. Second down and four. They've got time to do this. They want to get maybe this drive out to midfield, then start getting into the hurry-up mode. That would be the best thing that they could do. Of course, the best thing they could do is bust one here for about 70 yards. But a six-yard gain for Johnny Martin. He's got 75 yards already here in the first half. Second down and four. Long count. Bossert hands it to the last man, McTavish, trying to get outside, and ooh, is he drugged down from the side. Trausch was over there, but I believe the tackle was actually made by Andrew Schwenke. Just when McTavish had kind of got that, he was one step away from being full speed, he's drugged down just short of the first down. It's third and one.
Yeah, one of those, kind of got it in believe, grabbed his shoulder pad and pulled him down. Went down immediately.
Third down and one. Ball on the near hash in front of the Minden bench. Bosser to Johnny Martin. The money play over the left side. He's got the first down. Pulls his way forward out to about the 34. That's going to be a gain of nearly 5 yards on the play. We mentioned it in the pregame, Tony. This is the kid I really, really like, is Johnny Martin.
Yeah, Doug, he's a low to the ground, pretty powerful runner. I don't know if you want to, if you're Wood River, you really want to hurry up here. You break a big play, great, but I think you want to get the half and
maybe
regroup.
I think you're down 14. You got to try and get in the ball game. They haven't found a way to stop Minden, Tony. As they hand it off over the right side to Johnny Martin, he'll get out to about the 38. And yeah, you've had back-to-back turnovers, but I don't know. And who got the ball first in this football game?
Yeah, Minden got the ball first. So, but you didn't hurry with 2:30. Why would you hurry with 2:10?
So a timeout on the field. They got, well, let's discuss this. If they don't get the first down, they want the clock to run down so Minden doesn't get too much of it. Now they're not way back here where turning it over on downs might kill them. They pick up 4 yards. They're going to call the timeout. It'll be their first. 2:11 to go here in the first half of play. Back-to-back touchdowns for Minden. They lead it 28-14. With 2:11 to go before half, and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Tony, some scores.
Yeah, the Irish of St. Pat's lead Kearney Catholic 13-3, that in the second quarter. Donovan, a little bit of a shock there, 14-0 over St. Paul in the second quarter. Also, I believe North Platte 14, Lincoln High 7. So Bernie Madison, our friend, trying to get his first Class A win there. And that's the last score. We have a 15-7, Kearney High.
Leading midway through the second quarter. Again, if you've got a score, we'd love to hear from you. 646-0506. Ravenna was ahead of Loop City, by the way, at the end of the first quarter, 6-0. 646-0506. You can text or call that number, and we'll get the score. Toss sweep. Now a double reverse, and it's not going to work. Pete Trouch comes through, and oh, a late flag. I think they're going to call a face mask, Tony.
Well, I think they're going to call a horse collar.
Well, it wasn't.
That's what they're calling.
Boy. Oh, boy. That was a loss of about 13 yards, and it's going to be wiped out. They tried to line Jensen McTavish out in the slot and use the reverse, and it did not work. They blew that up. And that is the first penalty of the ball game on Minden.
Well, Doug, they went all the way back to where he was drugged down. Don't you go back to the line of scrimmage when you mark off the 15 yards?
I think they're going to discuss about how that worked. Looks like it's going to be one of those first down and ones, Tony. I think the officials want to discuss what exactly is going on here.
See, you go back to where that ball was snapped, not from where you had the loss on the play.
Personal fouls, I thought, were automatic first downs.
I think you're correct on that, too. But if you go back to where the ball was originally snapped,
that's not the case. They're bringing the chains out, which is always fun because when you have a penalty, you approximately mark off the 15 yards. So they're going to bring the chains out here. And they've also switched the down marker to second, Tony, but it is a first down. So a strange play. I guess... That is just very strange. It's going to be first down and 10 exactly where it was. The ball will be at the 44-yard line. And a first down for Wood River. 2:06 to go here before the half. 28-14 Minden. Back to the Maryland eye. And the quarterback, Mitch Bossart, sets him down. He is going to go again on an inside handoff for Seth Bossart. Going around the left side, has room, 50, and he's going to be knocked down just short of the first down marker. Good hustle by Carson Bloom again to keep that from being a real big play. Going to get 9. It'll be second down and 1.
Now, Bloom went low on it, but Bloom's wishing he'd have went a little bit lower because he was a little bit slow to get up.
Second and 1. Clock moving down to 1:30 to go. Bossert has not completed a pass here in the ball game. They'll go to the fullback off the right side for the first down, and that'll stop the clock. Johnny Martin takes it across the 45, down to the 43. Gain of 4.
Miles Steen right there for the Whippets, along with Andrew Swinka. Andrew Swinky, excuse me. There's an A at the end of that. Why is there not an E?
You got to go to Hastings to get that way. It looks like we're going to have another timeout on the field here. by Wood River. So they'll only have one remaining with a minute 22 to go in the first half. It'll be first and 10 at the Minden 43-yard line. Minden with the lead, 28-14, and we'll be right back.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Here's a little wide receiver screen that's not going to go anywhere. Jensen McTavish is cut down after just a two-yard gain. They're trying to get the ball down the field. It is actually the first completed pass of the ball game for Mitch Bossert, who was 0 of 3 with an interception. But now they huddle up again, and there's 1 minute left. Tony, that's just some miscommunication. You can't call timeout and then not have two plays ready to go when you just gained 2 yards. It's second down and 8, ball at the 41-yard line. One man in the slot to the right, still in the Maryland eye. They'll release him down the right side. He's open, looking for Bossert. Throw into zone coverage. It's complete at the 25-yard line. Only one man in coverage that time, or downfield, Tony, and he hits it to Bossert.
Well, Bossert just turned around and stands there, and I guess four purple jerseys turned around and stood there, too. Like, somebody might want to cover him. I think Sam Dunn not very happy with those guys right now, saying, might as well move over a little bit closer, maybe knock the ball away from him.
18-yard gain, but the clock's running, and Wood River's in a huddle. Ball is at the 25-yard line. They've got one timeout remaining, 30 seconds. Back into the Maryland eye. Bossert, toss. Going to be a halfback pass. They want to come back to their quarterback, Bossert, but they're going to have to run. He needs to get out of bounds. And a nice job to get out of bounds by Ryan Powell. They wanted to throw it back to the quarterback, Bossert, but didn't work. He got out of bounds right back at the original line of scrimmage, stopping the clock with 19 seconds to go, second and 10 at the 25.
Doug, I don't mind that play call, but you're really not surprising anybody in that circumstance. It took time in the huddle. Still could be a lot of time left on this clock for Wood River, but there's not much.
And again, now you got to start thinking about getting in field goal range as they'll spread the field with four wide. They'll put Bossert in the shotgun. Good snap. Looks right, has time, throws over the middle, and it is complete to Bossert, to the 10, to the 5. How about into the end zone for a touchdown?
See, that's why I would have ran more time off the clock.
And so it's Mitch Bossert to Seth Bossert on a simple deep slant. Take it in, 25-yard touchdown.
I really just shaking my head right now because you thought, what are you doing even throwing the ball down here? They had two receivers on a crossing pattern. The defensive backs didn't know who to tackle, and the Bossert just shot through an opening.
Gennadic for the extra point. It's on the way, and it is up, and it is good. So with 12 seconds before halftime, how about this for your score? Minden 28, Wood River 21. We're back with more after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
When your outdoor power equipment is in need of medical attention, call the Mower Medic in Minden. Certified and specializing in sales and repair of small engines and most other outdoor power equipment. Find them located 1 mile west of Intersection 6 and 10 in the new Minden Estates.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
12 seconds to go here before halftime. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up, and all Wood River wants to do now is squib kick one here, I would assume. Not give Bloom or Rafferty a chance deep to return this here for Minden. That's about the only thing that can hurt them here. And here comes the kick after the touchdown, and they tried to squib it, and they kick it directly out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So no time runs off the clock.
Out of bounds.
I don't think Sam Dunn's going to do anything but lay on the ball here. But Ryan Bergstrom, I will tell you this, compared to what we saw last year, he has been so poised tonight. He looks good rolling out of the pocket. He spots his receiver. He puts the ball on the money. He's been very solid tonight at the quarterback position. And he gets the call and comes out here for Sam Dunn. So the ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line after it's kicked out of bounds. We could be one play away from the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 28-21, Whippets with the lead, taking advantage of the turnovers from Wood River. They'll line up in that double wing. Bergstrom will send Bernie in motion. Back to pass. He wants to throw. Got a man deep. And he finds Hanson complete. 45-40, 35-20, 15, and pushed out of bounds at the 10. 1 second on the clock. They'll bring Pete Trausch in, I would assume, for a field goal attempt.
Well, what a change in emotion from Sam Dunn. I was going to say, I got to think he wants to get to halftime before his head explodes because he cannot believe what just transpired here in the last minute and a half of this ball, in the half here. Now a big play for him, and Pete comes in to attempt the field goal.
So there you go. That ball is going to be spotted at the 12-yard line. A 53-yard pass completion. Perfect pass from Bergstrom. Nick Hanson has had a beautiful night, and this will be about a 29-yard field goal. Plenty of leg coming up for Pete Trausch, and he could make it a two-score ball game again. 28-21 is your score, and after the ball being kicked out of bounds, Tony, that's not what Wood River wanted to do. You wouldn't think it'd be a big deal, but you didn't think dropping a line drive with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the ninth in Los Angeles yesterday would have been a big deal either.
But it was,
and now Trausch is going to have a legitimate shot at a 29-yard field goal.
I don't know what Bergstrom's stats are, but he's averaging throwing for just under 40 yards a ball game, Doug. That's the total, 40 yards per ball game, and he's got to be up.
Well, he's had two passes completed of 53 and 55 yards. The ball will be on the right hash here. That'll be the only bit of problem. There's no wind. And again, setting up a 29-yard field goal here for the straight-on kicker, Pete Trausch. Snap good, hold good, no rush, low line drive kick, and it is no good. It is wide right. Oh, boy, and Sam Dunn's thinking, well, if I'd have known we were going to miss that, we'd have went to the end zone, but dodging another bullet here, the Wood River Eagles, and they are hanging around at Minden tonight at halftime. The Minden Whippets, 28, and the Wood River Eagles, 21. A shootout here and a couple of missed field goals as well for Pete Trausch. He's had the distance. That one he got a little on top of, and that kept it wide right by being on the right hash. But a lot of offense and a lot of big plays have been generated in the ball game tonight. We'll take a look at the stats. We'll update the Valentino scoreboard for you, and I'll talk about what's been going on this weekend, a little bit of college football, talk on the Huskers last night. It's all coming up. Stay with us on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to beautiful Minden High School football field as we are ready for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. At the half, the Minden Whippets 28, the Wood River Eagles 21. Tony, tell me, if you're driving a car and you, as soon as I say Minden 28, you're going to, there's a blowout. No, Wood River 21, and Wood River has actually given Minden a couple of opportunities in this football game that they have not cashed in on.
Actually, if I hear that, Doug, I'm thinking, well, you announced the wrong two teams. You're doing Sumner and Loomis. That's really what I think. But you're right. I never expected these teams to be able to throw the ball, especially, you know, I'd say especially either team. But that the last pass Wood River made was an absolute strike on a dead run. Could not have handled the ball to him any better. He takes it on a crossing pattern into the end zone with 12 seconds left in the half. Then, you know, I think the receiver they're concentrating on taking out is Colby Emmel. Well, then wide open on the other side at times has been Mr. Hansen, who's also a nice target, probably, what, 6'2 or 3?
Yeah, Nick's had a couple of very nice receptions already in this football game and done some very good things. And I'll tell you what, Sam Dunn has to know, and his coaching staff, especially after what happened last year in the playoffs, you've got to be able to throw the ball. You've got to be able to convert. You don't have to come out and throw the ball 30 times a ball game, but when you throw it, it can't just be rolling the dice, chucking it up, and seeing if somebody's going to catch it. And that seems to be a little bit of the problem with a lot of these high school football teams that are not undefeated, that are not just juggernauts, that just don't do everything perfect, that they don't have 11 Division I athletes type of thing on their football team. It's what they're trying to do out there. And this is the final home game of the year for Minden. They want to put on a good show for the fans. But let's face it, as we said, Wood River's got Centura and Gibbon left. Centura has not won a game in 3 years, maybe a little bit longer. Gibbon has won one game in the last 2 years, and that, or two games in the last 2 years, and those are both against Centura. And for Minden, they've got Ord next week, who's supposed to finish third in this district. Ord has been back and forth. They played a couple of good games. They were really kind of sick and banged up last week, and Wood River just rolled them. So you got to think Minden's going to be advantage there. This is going to be the last real true test of the regular season for either one of these football teams, and they're going to want to be able to do some things in the next couple of weeks that get them ready, we assume, for the playoffs for both of these teams. One should be 5-3, one should be 4-4.
Yeah, and I think any time you can do it against this level of competition, yeah, you can probably throw the ball against a couple teams coming up. You want to prove you can do it here. Getting down the field, there's just so many people in tied to that line of scrimmage in Sam Dunn's wing T formation and in Coach Garfield's Maryland I formation. Everybody's so bunched up in the line of scrimmage, there's big play opportunities down the field. Now, can the quarterback hit them? You know, I'll tell you what, a year ago I wouldn't have said Ryan Bergstrom. Maybe we got to see him having not that well of a game. But tonight he is having a great ball game. Looks like a totally different quarterback. So much more comfortable under center and has thrown great balls. I'm not sure he should have had maybe an incompletion all first half. I don't know what he ended up, but Hansen dropped the ball in the end zone that I don't think could have been put in there any better. He's looked phenomenal tonight.
Well, it is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Minden. Classic hits, 98.9 FM. And we're going to take a look at the Valentino's scoreboard here in just a couple of minutes. Valentino's, check out their Grand Italian Buffet. Hastings, St. Cecilia, 48. Central City, nothing at half. Adams Central, 28. Hastings High, 7 at the half. North Platte, St. Pat's, 20. Kearney Catholic, 3 at the half. Also, Major League Baseball, in the eighth inning, Minnesota Twins 3, New York Yankees 1. Yay! And that game can be heard on ESPN 1550 at this hour. It'll be followed by the Angels and Red Sox coming up at about 8:35 tonight will be the first pitch in that ball game. Again, here at the half, it is Minden 28 and Wood River 21. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report continues in 1 minute.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school football here on KKPR. It is Wood River 28 and Minden 21. Let's do that again. It's Minden 28 and Wood River 21 here at halftime. We'll take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. Don't forget that tomorrow there is plenty of action going on. The UNK football team at New Mexico Highlands, televised on the Altitude Network at 2 o'clock. The 16th-ranked Hastings College football team hosting number 5 Morningside, 1 o'clock. And that will be going on Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. And what a football game it was yesterday. Nebraska coming back for a 27-12 win over Missouri. They'll host Texas Tech next Saturday. UNK volleyball team on the road this weekend. Also, a football game for volleyball for Hastings College. We've got that coming up. They're at home tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Got another score update. Loomis and SEM, they are tied at halftime, 12-12 in eight-man football action.
Doug, you might mention that that game with Texas Tech, a 2:30 go time on ABC next week. So if you're wondering about that, that is a nationally televised game at 2:30.
We will take a break, come back, and look at the statistics of our first half right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
When your outdoor power equipment is in need of medical attention, call the Mower Medic in Minden. Certified and specializing in sales and repair of small engines and most other outdoor power equipment. Find them located 1 mile west of Intersection 6 and 10 in the new Minden Estates.
Hi, I'm Harold Forb with Forb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back with you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Before we take a look at the stats, Tony, let's just talk a little bit about what we saw in this football game. A lot of offense generated. We were tied at 14 at the end of the first quarter. It's 28-21 Minden now. It's been a game full of big plays. At the start of the second quarter, we actually had about a six-minute span there where nobody got it in the end zone. We exchanged punts, nice punts, 41 and 42 yards. We've exchanged turnovers tonight in the ball game. Two turnovers for Wood River, one for Minden, where they fumbled on back-to-back plays, which really, we thought in the first quarter, Wood River fumbled after Minden scored at the 27, and then Minden fumbled it right back, and Wood River took advantage, big play, took it down, and we've had a football game ever since.
Well, I guess you thought it would come down to line play and who would open up the bigger holes tonight. Well, there have been big holes open up for both teams, and you know, you think Pete Trausch, and you think, well, he's 310 pounds, and you got to follow him all over. Well, everybody knows that. So they key on Pete Trausch. Maybe a reason why some of those other guys are able to open up holes on the other side. I can't say that they've always ran behind Pete Trausch tonight, Doug. They do go to the other side and use Pete as a decoy. There's some big kids for Wood River opening up holes, too. I didn't think that Wood River would be able to get 4, 5, 6 yards before they were touched. There have been that kind of holes for the Eagles tonight on the offensive side of the ball as well. So that's good news of your coach Garfield. And both teams showing maybe, I don't know why you would keep it that close to the vest as far as throwing the football, but both teams proving they can do it better than anybody thought. Maybe I think Ryan Bergstrom has thrown the ball extremely well. And then the last time down the field, Bossart threw an absolute strike to his brother on the run.
Yeah, and I think that's a point outside of that last drive. The quarterback, Ryan Bergstrom, has been a much bigger part of this football game than Mitch Bossart has been for Wood River.
Well, how many passes has he attempted, Doug? I think you look at that and you go, well, maybe more than you ever expected he would attempt in the first half. But the production has been so overwhelming. They got to keep going back to that. And those tight ends down the field, and Hanson and Emil do such a great job of of getting open. The one big play to Elmo, I think they've blanketed him pretty good the rest of the first half. But then Hansen finds himself open. So it's kind of pick your poison with those two tight ends.
Well, let's take a look at some of the first half stats here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First of all, for the Wood River Eagles, Jensen McTavish, 7 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown. He had a 64-yard run to help him out a little bit. Ryan Powell, 1 carry, 0 yards. Johnny Martin, 10 carries, 88 yards and a touchdown. That was a 53-yard run. Also in the football game, we've got Seth Bosshart, who carried the ball one time for 9 yards. Quarterback Mitch Bosshart carried it one time, and that's when he lost the fumble. And so 0 yards there. And then a team fumble on an errant pitch cost him 14 yards on the play. So 21 rushing attempts, 161 yards on the ground for Wood River. For Bossert, all of his pass attempts in the second quarter, his first three, 2 incompletions and an interception. The next three, 3 for 3, 45 yards and a touchdown. That was on that last drive, all on the last drive.
Night and day, quarter to quarter, but nonetheless, it showed he could get it done in the second quarter.
So overall, for Mitch Bosshart, he is 3 of 6, 1 interception, 1 touchdown, 45 yards through the air, 161 on the ground, 206 yards of offense for Wood River, 8 first downs in the football game, punting it once for 41 yards, 3 penalties for 24 yards, 2 turnovers, and the story about that, both of them were inside their own 30-yard line. Minden only able to take advantage of one of those, and that was the they weren't able to take advantage of either. They did not they fumbled it right back after they recovered the Wood River fumble, and then on the interception return of the 19, that's when Trash ended up missing a field goal from 41 yards out. So I guess correct that, they didn't take advantage of either of those turnovers. For the Minden Whippets, Clint Burney was big in the first quarter, then kind of quiet after that. 9 carries for 72 yards. Carson Bloom, 1 carry, 4 yards and a touchdown. Tyson Middleswart, 4 carries, let's say, for 2 yards here in the football game. Jack Rafferty, 5 carries for 50 yards. And Ryan Bergstrom, 9 carries, 17 yards, 2 touchdowns. The quarterback snuck it about 5 times in the first half, Tony.
Yeah, that was something to right off the bat. I believe 4 times on that first possession when we went right down the field and scored. And it wasn't like it was a half a yard to go. It was just that was the play call, and they went straight ahead. Found something they liked just to the left side of the between the center and the left guard. And it was just snap the ball straight ahead. We'll go pick up 4, 5, 6 yards on every one of them.
So on the ground, 28 rushing attempts, 146 yards for Minden through the air. Ryan Bergstrom completed his first 4 passes, and then attack on that 53-yarder on the next to last play of the first half set him up for a field goal, but they didn't convert. He's 5 of 7, no interceptions, 1 touchdown, a 7-yard pass that went to Emil. 134 yards through the air, 146 on the ground. I've got Minden for 280 yards of offense here in the first half of play, resulting in 9 first downs. They have 1 penalty for 15 yards, a 42-yard punt, and 1 fumble so far in this football game. It's 28-21, Minden leading Wood River in a football game that had nearly 500 yards of offense in the first half.
Yeah, you got a 7-point lead for Minden. Wood River gets the ball. Will they be able to take it down and tie this thing up? Well, we'll wait and see.
Well, let's tell you how the scoring has went here in the first half. Minden took the ball and in 2 minutes and 56 seconds went 69 yards, mostly on the ground. 1 pass in there, a 4-yard touchdown run by Ryan Bergstrom. Pete Trausch added the kick, made it 7-0. Then that's when the teams exchanged the turnovers. Andrew Schwenke recovered a fumble, and then Garrett Lambrick recovered a fumble on the very next play. And a 3-yard run by Jensen McTavish put Wood River on the board, and Alex Gennady added the kick, made it 7-7. On the next possession, there goes Minden down the football field. A 4-yard Carson Bloom touchdown. Extra point makes it 14-7. Wood River busts off a 53-yard touchdown run by Johnny Martin, and that made it 14-14. We had 45 to go in the first quarter, and that's where the scoring would stay until we got to the 6:02 mark of the second quarter when Ryan Bergstrom hit Colby Emil on a 7-yard touchdown pass. The extra point made it 21-14. Then Clint Burney came up with a fumble recovery and a 1-yard touchdown run by Bergstrom after Mr. Rafferty set it up with a 37-yard run, took it right down to the 1-yard line. Bergstrom snuck it in, made it 28-14. Then Carson Bloom had an interception, returned it from midfield all the way to the 19, but after a 5-yard loss on their three downs, a 41-yard field goal was wide left that time from Pete Trausch, and that gave some new life to Wood River. They actually moved the ball down the field in about 3 minutes and 29 seconds, and a 25-yard touchdown pass from Mitch Bossert to Seth Bossert with his 12 seconds to go in the half made it 28-21. Then the ensuing kick went out of bounds, and a 53-yard completion to Nick Hansen took the ball down to the 12-yard line with 1 second left, but the 29-yard field goal attempt by Trausch of Minden was wide right, and that brings us to our halftime score of Minden 28 and Wood River 21. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. And we'll be back with second half action in 1 minute on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
On the Valentino scoreboard after one, Hayes Center leads Paxton by a score of 7-0. In the second quarter, Gehring leads Alliance 7-0. At the half, Loomis and SEM are tied 12-12. We had some other scores we passed along a little earlier. Also want to congratulate the Minden volleyball team, conference champions. Wow, what a job they've done getting healthy. Beating Ogallala Thursday. Outstanding job. Nachos for everybody, says Coach Ed Rouse. Tony, let's get this second half underway. Pete Trausch has it on the tee. They'll move from left to right. No trickery, just a squib kick. Hits the up man, and it's going to be covered at the 37, 38-yard line, so good field position for Wood River.
Doug, I've got a note here right before we get started with this. The last man to come on the field was number 14, Nick Hansen. Looked like he came on the field with maybe two trainers and one of the coaches. He has since went straight over to the bench. They are still looking at him. I got to think he got rolled up on that last pass that he completed. He was a big part of this offense. This could be a huge deal for the second half if you're a Whippet fan.
So Hansen out right now, though. They're on defense and back to the Maryland eye for Wood River. They'll give it to the fullback, Johnny Martin, and Martin will come across the 40 and down to the 41-42. One thing we didn't see a lot of in the first quarter and a half was the 3, the 4, the 5, the 6-yard run. It was either one or two or it was a big play. We're starting to see more of those mid-range runs. We'll give him 4 on the play and call it second down and 6.
Yeah, that was once again just a quick hitter. They go back to Dance is the one that brung you, and that's what they do, just hand it off, boom, right up the middle.
Well, Shad Smith is the up back. He's your blocking back. He hasn't carried it yet, but he's clearing some holes. Toss sweep, McTavish right side as he tries to turn the corner, loses his footing, and he might have got a yard.
Yeah, I don't think anybody for the Whippets, there were a couple purple jerseys over there, but I think once he tried to cut, his legs just went out from under him there.
So we'll call it third down, and they'll give him a yard and a half. It's going to be third and 4, third and 5, third and 4.5 here. Ball at the 44-yard line of Wood River. Trying to get a first down on their opening possession here in the second half. Trailing 28-21 out of the Maryland eye. They're going to give it to the last man, McTavish. Got a lot of running room up the right side. Enough for the first down. He had a good head of steam on him is more of what I meant to say there. But he's got the first down to the 49, a gain of 5.
Well, that's exactly right. He builds up that head of steam, and then everybody tackles him. Yeah, they grab him, but he falls forward for another yard and a half, and that's all he needed.
Well, Wood River has definitely played better football the last couple of weeks. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Hanging here with Minden at Minden. First and 10 at their own 49-yard line. And Bossert to Martin over the right side. Couple 3 yards before he's stacked up there. He does get into Minden territory at the 48.
Well, Dan Sanford was one of the people in the backfield. think might have ran by Samford. Did a good job, though, of judging that snap count. And anytime you're 2 yards in the backfield, you think there's a big play coming, you might knock a ball loose back there and get a turnover your way.
Well, as bad as the weather is supposed to be getting, really not bad today. It's cool football weather, no wind. I think the boys love this type of weather. Second down and 7. Bossert, last man over the left side is McTavish. Got a yard. Got a yard down to the 47. It'll be third down and 7.
Samford, he just shed that blocker, stood in his hole. McTavish, he just grabs on, holds on, and pulls him right on top of him.
Officially, they'll call it third down and 6. And we'll see what they can do here just inside Minden territory at the 46-yard line. They will send a man out wide to the left, stay in that Maryland eye. On third down and 6 yards to go. Back to pass as Bossert has time, looks right, overthrows his intended receiver. It's tipped and nearly intercepted.
It is intercepted. Bergstrom grabbed that one-handed, Doug, but there's a flag.
Right on the play.
Thanks, Adrian. Let's see what the call is. I would have to think this is going against Minden.
Well, it's pass interference.
Wood River is pass interference going to be called on Minden. That will negate the Bergstrom interception. Sam Dunn wants to know who it was on. But a pass interference penalty will keep this drive alive for the Wood River Eagles, and it's going to move the ball 15 yards downfield.
I believe what Sam Dunn is saying is that ball was tipped. We got a right to interfere with him if that ball was tipped.
And here comes the official over, wants an explanation, but the problem here, he's not going to get an explanation because this guy had nothing to do with the play call.
Well, but look where they're marking the penalty from. That's a 25-yard penalty.
Yeah, they just mismarked the penalty. Wood River just got about 8 more free yards all the way down to the 25-yard line on a pass interference. I don't understand that. First down and 10 at the 15, at the 25-yard line, excuse me. They give it off the right side again to Johnny Martin, and he is going to be stood up after a couple of yards. Yeah, the flag was downfield about 9 yards, and they marked off pass interference from the flag. Totally incorrect. So a break there for Wood River. They're a little bit closer to the end zone. Going to be a gain of 3 down to the 22-yard line. It'll be second down and 7. Martin just shy of 100 yards here in the football game. 9 minutes to go, third quarter, 28-21 Minden. Wood River on the move. They'll give it to Shad Smith for the first time tonight, and there's nothing there. He got a yard up to the 21, third down and 6.
Bryce Lewis right there for the Whippets. So there's a quick hitter, but he was taken out of the play immediately by Lewis.
So another third down coming up here for the fine folks from Wood River. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the football game or throughout the football season. And they'll go spread formation. Bossert, low snap. It's going to be a direct snap to Johnny Martin. Martin heads up the field, and he is going to be close to the first down at the 14-yard line. I think that was a direct snap to Martin there, Tony, and I think he's going to be just short. And there's a man a little shaken up getting off the field here for Wood River.
Doug, look who's over here in the flat all by himself, none other than Jensen McTavish. He ran an out. There was nobody on him. Had that, obviously, it was a running play designed from the start. He just finished out his route.
That's enough for the first down. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line. For Wood River, they'll give it to Martin, and he is tumbled here. Coming right through there is going to be number 72, Dan Sanford, to blow that play up. No gain, second and 10.
Yeah, Sanford blows it up, and Pete Trouch is there to finish it off. That's a first time, though, you put yourself in second and 10. They've had such second and 6, second and 7. They've been able to get such positive yardage on that first down.
So Wood River trying to drive here for the tying score. Second and 10 at the 14-yard line. And they will give it to the last man, McTavish, off the left side. He's hit, got away, falls forward for just a couple. He'll get down to about the 12-yard line. Troush leads the charge again.
Yeah, there's 3 Whippets got a hand on him, but Jensen just shoots away, gets away from him.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings and Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Elkhorn has taken the lead from Kearney 27-15 at the half. going to be third down and nine now. And back to pass is Bossert. Rolls right, wants to throw into double coverage. It's tipped and incomplete. He tried to get it to Seth Bosshart, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Now, Carson Bloom was right there, just went out and knocked the ball out of the air. So good coverage that time by Bloom. They're running step for step right with Bosshart.
Well, let's see what the decision of Coach Derek Garfield is going to be right here. We've seen Minden miss a couple of field goals, and Wood River's not even going to try a field goal, although I think they're well within range here. It would be about a 29-yard field goal, but they're not going to go for it. Shotgun Bossert back to pass. Folds, holds, throws over the middle into triple coverage, incomplete.
Yeah, it was, and he had two receivers there, but it was Ryan Bergstrom, the one that got a hand on the ball and batted away. So good defense for the Whippets, and they'll get the ball back here.
Well, two deep crossing patterns. Brian Burr and Seth Bossert were there in the end zone, but the problem is that brought too many defenders with them.
That's exactly right. Yeah, three purple jerseys, two white. You had the odds stacked against you.
Tells you how valuable a kicker could be, because that in C1 football should be money. But it did not happen, and Wood River is able to stop things, and they'll get the ball for the first time here in the half. They'll hand it off on the inside trap, coming around the right side, across the 15, out to the 20-yard line, to the 21-yard line. Is going to be Clint Burney. That's a gain of nearly 7, maybe 8 yards. It'll be second down and 2.
You know, that's the old Overton play. That's the only other place I've